Moving on to high school. Remember how you felt the first day of school as a freshman going up to that upper level?
I was ready. I had older friends, you know, all the way through being in sports, I might have been a freshman, but I was playing with seniors, and they were friends of mine that we played ball against. And so there was no transition there. That was just really easy. It was the same guys that I was out on the streets with. Mm-hmm. You want to speak of the streets in Three Lakes.
And you mentioned that in your freshman year, you got to play in the varsity team?
Yes, I did, in both football and basketball. But I was, I guess I had matured physically mm-hmm. faster than you can even see it on, like a picture, like than some of the other guys. They caught up, though, by the way. When we got to be seniors, they had caught up with me. And from there, as a freshman, Titus was still my coach. And he actually had me play on the first team varsity at that time, which hadn't happened before. But the sad thing is that after that year, he decided to leave and become a principal in Minocqua, which was his hometown. And I was just totally, totally devastated and upset with him for leaving. But in his place, we got Tom Newcomb, who didn't have a whole lot of experience as far as coaching, but just was an unbelievably personable person that got the best out of his players, and we played like a team, and he became one of my best friends ever in that he and I fished together. When I was in high school, he would take me out fishing and duck hunting, and that carried on till he died at age 62, which I was devastated with also. And that was Tom Newcomb. He'd been my coach as a sophomore, junior, and senior, and my biology teacher. And so when I went to college, because I got really good grades in biology, I majored in biology in college.
You have any memories of your high school years that stick out as your best and worst memories?
I don't have any worst memories. I had some just outstanding girlfriends, were really nice, extremely attractive, and I went to the prom my freshman year with a senior girl that was awesome, and then I went to the prom my sophomore year with another senior from Sugar Camp, and then I went to the prom my junior year with a junior. And she was from Monaco, and these girls were really good students. And there was no sports for them, though. That's a shame. I look back at that. And then my senior year, I went with a junior, and we just had good times. We went with someone else, doubled up, and did what you're supposed to do on a prom as far as going out to eat and being kind to the girls and that. So that those were good experiences. And I had the same experience with the homecoming dance and the homecoming mm-hmm. King and the queen and all that sort of stuff. So those were really good experiences. But the best experience was playing ball, and then after the games, just getting together or talking and having friends that I had friends, because I'd go to school early in the morning when I was in high school and practice basketball, and I always had a couple of my friends would come in also and thought we were getting a leg up on our opponents by doing that.
Was getting your driver's license a special occasion, or had you just been driving
I have to say, I knew the police in Three Lakes really well. They were friends of mine, and I didn't have a license, I think, when I was driving when I was 14 or 15. Or I was using the car to be able to go and work for someone 2 miles out on a farm, mm-hmm. or when I was 12 years old or 14. I had good jobs that they didn't pay very much. I worked for Dobbs Store 1 year, 45 cents an hour. And I worked for the Winkler Potato Products over here for 70 cents an hour. But he gave us a 20 cents an hour bonus and we had to go back to school, the guys that were working there. I worked in the woods for a logger one summer with an older guy, and I learned a lot there that I still use. I worked for a tree surgery outfit between my junior and senior year in high school, and that was a real good experience because we had we were trimming the high lines for the Wisconsin Public Service, so good experience in dealing with people and with the people that were in charge. And then after I finished my senior year, I went to work for Tony Dominski in the plumbing shop, or in the plumbing around here, and that job just carried me to where when I worked in Mayville as a teacher and a coach, I also worked a plumbing job there part-time, and that's how we were able to afford to buy lake frontage in 1970 and build a retirement home in 1990 in Three Lakes.
What were your favorite classes in high school? Are they different from what today's kids are taking? Are your grandkids?
I think they were probably a lot easier than what these guys are doing. I liked biology. That's what I majored in. I liked physical education. I got a degree in that. And I liked health. I got a degree in that. And in high school, I actually liked English. I had a great English teacher. She was here for all 4 years, and she taught all of the English classes, and that was Miss Disco. And she was a graduate of Marquette. She was a single lady, and she was just determined that she was going to teach us how to diagram sentences. And in my case, she did. And then I had a math teacher, got geometry, algebra, all of those classes. Same teacher for all classes, and that was Pete Benkuski. And Pete was a graduate of Three Lakes. Then he graduated from Ripon College, came back and taught here in Three Lakes. And I really appreciated his techniques for teaching because you had to learn. he didn't let you get by with anything. And then there was a social studies class that I took. I think I learned a lot how to use a checkbook, a simple thing like that, and that came from there. And industrial arts. But instead of taking study halls, I would take industrial arts class extra. And I always liked the industrial art teachers. I mean, it was hands-on, doing work, having projects. And like I built a duck boat one year. And I could use the duck boat to hunt ducks. It was that good. Really enjoyed. You're rubbing shoulders with other people. Everybody is working. Someone might be helping you. You're helping someone else. It was a really good experience with the industrial arts teachers. And I had a fellow by the name of Lyle Johansson. And he was very good. He was a football coach also.
What about school activities? Differences from years ago?
Well, I thought we were busy. You mentioned forensics. I like that kind of thing. We had a one-act play, and I was always in that. And my junior year, we had a three-act play that I was in. In fact, I was in two different plays at that one time there. I wouldn't be able to do that right now because I couldn't remember my lines like I had there. One of those that, in the three-act play, I think I had 300 lines. But then my girlfriend was had the lead. I had the lead, and it was that you can't kiss Caroline. That was the name of the... And it was kind of fun.
Was there a big difference in what clubs or groups boys participated in and what the girls did?
I don't think so. I kind of like girls, so I wanted to be in something that had girls. Now I've got two classmates that I spend time with right now. They both live in, they're married, and they live in Rylander, and I remember, doing things with them all through high school, both of them, and then they got married, and I still do things with those two. I had perfect attendance all through high school, but that was because of sports. I had to be there for practice. Now, even one year, I was supposed to go to school, my parents went to work, and I took my 30-30, and I went out and I shot a 10-point buck, and a farm where I shot it, they brought it back, because, and I got the deer because it was like maybe 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'd been out 2 miles from my house, started back home because I had to be back for basketball practice. So I was going to miss school all day, but I was going to be back for basketball. And I happened to see a deer, and I shot it. I was back in school in time for basketball.
Did you participate in forensics, music competitions, newspaper, or yearbook in high school?
I sure did. I was inducted into the first Three Lakes Athletic Hall of Fame.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, that same year, I was inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame for coaching in Mayville. About a month after that happened, and I was down there to receive that, President Athletic Director in Three Lakes came and to my house and told me that I had been selected to be on that first ballot, if you have. Uh-huh. And so I was just taken back, and I just totally, totally excited and proud of what Three Lakes Athletics is all about. And they have been always very competitive. They're very competitive right now. I really appreciate watching the girls and guys in their different sports. And I felt that we kind of paved the way to a degree to where we are right now. And of course, a part of this is what I've got in front of me right now, academically. And we have a couple girls that have gone on to, just recently, one was accepted at the Naval Academy, but she went to UWM instead of that. And now we got one going to West Point, a girl athletic here, athlete in Three Lakes. And if you go all the way back, you'll see that our kids here have done extremely good in athletics, but they also have done very well in academics. Hmm.